Good morning. We're continuing with Chiyodim, Klal Mem Beis, Simen Dalet, and we're giving an introduction to the Simen. The next thing which we need to understand, which throws a fascinating monkey wrench into the works, is the following. What is the definition of possible bakista? So in the Rishonim, we find three different definitions of possible bakista. Again, possible bakista is something which is bread-like, but by the nature of the way it's made, Chazal saw it is that people, you've made it into something which people normally eat as a snack and not as bread, so it doesn't have the chashivas and the milas of bread. And if you then turn around and eat it like bread, it regains the status of bread. But the assumption is that it's not considered bread, like it doesn't have the halachas of bread unless you would some way convert it back to bread, the amount that you eat, the way that you eat it, etc. So there are three definitions given in the Rishonim. Now, are these three definitions exclusive of each other, or are there just three examples of the same concept? One way to understand, which the Be'er Halacha brings this from the Sefer Maimer Mordechai, that the three examples that the Rishonim are giving are not exclusive. So whatever explanation you give of the word possible bakistan, they're all examples of the same concept. And the rule is, anything which people tend to eat more like a snack than a meal is downgraded, and the bracha is not hamotzi, you do not need to wash, and you do not bench. You say an alamichya. But the Mishnah Berurah understands that many poskim understand that in each one of the three explanations are mutually exclusive. Being mutually exclusive means that if I accept explanation number one, I feel that explanations number two and three are really bread still. That change is not significant enough to lose the status of bread. And the bracha is, you have to wash, you say hamotzi, and you bench. Okay, so now I'm coming to the end of the meal and I'm eating some dessert, some form of mazonos, of bread-like mazonos. So according to the first understanding of Maimer Mordechai, I have to make a mazonos. This is not eaten, whatever pshat I understand, this is considered mazonos. It was not included in hamotzi. It's not part of the meal, in the sense of that it's not eaten lahaspia, and requires a bremen in mazonos. According to the second approach, that each one is exclusive, well, now I need to know. According to explanation number one, this is mazonos. According to explanation number two, this is bread. I said hamotzi already. I can't say mazonos now, it's a sabak bracha. So these approaches of the Maimer Mordechai versus the other explanation the Mishnah Berurah brings will make a nafkamina, and the idea of making a mazonos at the end of the meal. Regards to over here as well, we're going to have a similar complication. So person, we say, you know, misafik, we say mazonos in all three. According to this explanation, this approach, the three explanations, but what it means, each one is exclusive. So let's take one example. Let's say, according to one explanation, the definition of possible bakistan is flaky, crumbly types of mazonos, pretzels, crackers, etc. So according to one explanation, those are possible bakistan. According to the other two, they're not. So which means, if a person would eat a cracker, according to one opinion, the correct bracha is mazonos. According to one opinion, the correct bracha is hamotzi. So when we eat it not in the context of a meal, we say, you know, misafik, you make a mazonos, Chazal were not mechayiv to wash, till sedayim, misafik, they did not mechayiv to say amotzi misafik, and you do not bench misafik, you say alamechya. I'm eating it during the meal, it's all the way around. According to one opinion, this is really amotzi, and I already said amotzi, I can't make a mazonos. According to one opinion, you bench, I can't say an alamechya. So now I eat it before the meal. So I say, okay, I'll eat it before the meal. Myself, I can make a mazonos. Now I want to know, should I make an alamichya? Well, according to my opinion, why are you making an alamichya? You're going to bench in a minute, and the correct bracha harna for this food is really benching. Just myself, we let you say an alamichya. But if I'm going to bench, why should I say an alamichya? Just bench already and rely on the benching. So according to the approach of the Maimer Mordechai, the correct halacha is an alamichya, because whatever you understand, whatever approach you understand, it's going to be, it's a mazonos and alamichya. And there's no shachet to the benching. Unless you plan to eat it during the meal, and that'll be connected to the meal. But in case where you're planning to only eat before the meal and not during the meal. So I want to eat a piece of cake before the meal. So according to the Mordechai, you would say an alamit, you would say a mazonos and an alamichya. According to the approach of the Mishnah Berurah, why should you say an alamichya? You're going to bench in a moment, and according to many of Yisharim, the correct bracha on this food is benching. So this issue of how we look at Passover Kistin, again, we'll explain it better more in the next year, makes a big nafkamina in regards to saying a bracha achrona before the meal. This is very relevant. A person goes to a kiddush, and then he's staying, let's say, for a bar mitzvah suda afterwards, or a shavruchas. There's a kiddush, and then they clear up, and they start the meal. So do you say a bracha achrona b'alamichya on the food that you ate during the kiddush, or not? So we need to clarify this point. Hashem, we will continue addressing this point in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.